Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for supporting Lakeshore Public Radio on the dial at 89.1 FM and streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. It's time for Midwest Beat, a program about music and the people behind it. Today, I've got a special guest live in studio the first hour. We've got members of Naughty, one of the most popular live cover bands in Northwest Indiana. But we're going to focus not only on Naughty, we're going to focus on Mandolin, their lead singer, because she's got an original project out, a new EP that's being released. And we're going to feature some of her original music, and we'll talk a little bit about the big Naughty show coming up tomorrow in Crown Point at Bulldog Park. So stay with us and get naughty with me here on Midwest Beat. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for supporting Lakeshore Public Radio at 89.1 FM on the dial and streaming worldwide wherever you may be at lakeshorepublicradio.org. I'm Tom Lounges, and it's time for Midwest Beat, a program about music and the people behind it. Today, live in studio the first hour, we've got Shane and Mandolin, and we're here to talk about two different things. First of all, they've got a great cover band that has been kicking butt all over Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland for a number of years called Naughty. And we've also got Mandolin here to talk about her brand new debut CD, Wrecked, and a special party that she's going to be throwing to announce that EP. Tomorrow at Bulldog Park in Crown Point, Naughty will be headlining the final performance there. It's Oktoberfest. We'll talk about that as well. But first, let's get into some music, and let's play a song off of the CD. Jose's got it ready to go. We're going to open up with what closes the album, an old Lieber Stoller song, I Who Have Nothing. This is Mandolin off her album Wrecked. We'll be joined by Shane and Mandolin after this.
You'll never love you the way I love you.
who have nothing. What a great tune. Forgotten classic from the old days. Lieber and Stoller, who of course wrote all those great songs for the Coasters and Elvis and everyone else back in the 1950s, penned that. And it's one of those songs that, you know, as soon as you hear it, you say, wow, I remember that. But you don't remember it until you hear it because it's one of those lost classics. And Mandolin decided to cover it on her new CD, Wrecked. Mandolin and Shane are in studio with us. They'll be playing a little bit live a little bit later in the show. But Mandolin, Shane, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you.
That's a great song. Why did you pick that? And how does someone as young as you remember that song?
I've always just loved that song. I came across it, just whether it be grandma or grandpa listening to it or just hearing it one day and just, wait a minute, I've heard this song before.
Uh-huh.
I like this song. I brought it to Tony Coleman, who produced the CD, and I go, I want to do a cover of this song. I go, but I want to do it in a very soulful, bluesy, almost kind of like, I want somebody when they hear the song, I want them to imagine some girl in this sparkly dress
right.
on stage.
A dream girl.
Yeah, like almost right. like that. I'm like, but so he got together with the guys, and I love the way that they had it come out.
Now, the arrangement's a little bit different, too. Did you do the arrangement? Did the producer help you with that?
I gave him an example.
It's sparser. The voice is up front.
Yeah, I gave him an example. There is a girl. Her name is Candace Glover, and she was on The Voice, I believe.
Okay.
And she did a version of it. And it kind of emulates that version. I go, she did such a good job at it. I would love to do a full version of this song
mm-hmm.
because she did it so beautifully, and I would love to emulate what she did.
What did your folks and grandparents that turned you on to this kind of music, what'd they think of your take on it?
Oh, my mom cried.
That's a sign of success. You know you hit it when mom cries. This album is not out yet, though. It's coming out in about a week.
Yes, yes.
So we're giving you the chance, Lakeshore listeners, to hear it for the first time. Again, it's Wrecked. You can find out more about Mandolin at www.mandolinmusic.com. And this CD, why so long in the making? You've been on the scene now for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, you were doing beat parties with me back when the magazine was
yeah,
still out. And it's been a while.
Been a while.
You were just a youngin' then. But Naughty's been one of the big bands in the area for quite some time. You've played all the big clubs and all the festivals and things. You're playing tomorrow at Bulldog. We'll get to that in a minute. But why at this time was the right time for you to put out your own music?
Somebody had money and they wanted to invest in me.
There you go. It all comes down to the bottom line.
Exactly. I was just going to be honest with it. I have money. I know people.
And we love your voice.
Yep.
Okay. So when you have an executive producer, which is basically the person behind a project that spends the money, that's the title they're given. They don't really turn any knobs or slide any sliders. But when you have an executive producer, in your case at least, were they privy into helping you pick the music or doing anything? Or were they just saying, go with what you want?
Oh, no, she was part of it. She was okay. part of the process. I would bring songs to her, and we actually discussed some songs, and we came together, and we decided two originals, two covers,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just as an EP to get us started. And I go, because I have plenty of originals written down that just need music put to them. And she's like, okay, well, let's do it this way.
So you're a lyricist?
Yeah, I do like to write.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, who puts the music to your stuff? Is it the Naughty Band? Do you have side guys that do the original stuff?
I could easily take anything to Shane, and
okay.
we could go back and forth, and he would build anything for me.
Now, tell me about how long you guys have been doing music.
10 years, I believe, right?
How old is Cam? I always go by how old Cam is because...
He'll be 10 in February.
Yeah, so that's how long... mm-hmm. Holy crap, it's been that long since we've been together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
time flies.
What does she bring the lyrics to you, and then you sit down and figure something out? Do you sit down together? What's the process, the chemistry here?
Well, a lot of times she'll make something on a scratch CD with her mm-hmm. keyboard, and I would try to pull something off of that, what she's trying to get at. Then we get together and try to hash some stuff out. We had a really cool song out a few years ago. For the band lined up changes and stuff, we never kept it, but
okay.
I'd like to bring that one back.
I would, too.
That's a good one.
It was.
Might make it on the rest of the full-length album when it comes out. You never know.
Yeah.
So four songs, and you have a lot of stuff in reserve. what's the game plan that once this teaser comes out, these four songs are out, you get a little radio play, you get a little bit on the radar here with the right people. Do you have a timetable? Like, okay, next year we're doing a full length, or the following year we're going to do a full length, or we're going to do a series of EPs. What is the marketing plan?
Well, the marketing plan, everything is so digital and everything is so internet savvy now. Like, you know, so she's like, well, let's do a bunch of singles. I go, well, some people still like CDs.
Right.
I do.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them, too. I still like popping in a CD. And
I personally like vinyl, but CDs is the
absolutely.
Next best thing.
No, I don't blame you at all. But, you know, you can pop in the CD, listen to the whole thing while you're doing whatever around the house. That's personally what I like to do. But a lot of people are MP3s on their phones, iTunes. So she's got me on so many different platforms.
Okay.
I'm on all that. The Shazam, the Spotify, the iTunes, you know.
All the usual
YouTube.
Suspects.
Yeah, all of those.
Okay.
And so the game plan was actually we had this done before COVID grounded us.
Okay.
And then
already printed and everything?
Yeah, everything was taken care of. So we've just been sitting on it, and we're just at the point where like, let's just do it. Let's just do it and see what happens. So if anything happens, awesome. You know, if not, we tried. But
right.
We're gonna do what we do.
Now, are you performing any of these songs in the Naughty Show to promote this?
No, only because we just decided, like, a month ago, let's have an EP. Let's have an actual EP released where people can come, physically come, now that everything is starting to slowly open back up.
And you're going to have a party in a week?
Yes, okay. October 11th.
Now, that's the official CD release party.
Yes.
You can give us the information on that in a minute. But so you got four songs. Now you're doing a solo album release party.
Yeah, just on the EP, yes.
So you got four songs. How are you going to fill that out? Are you going to have Naughty itself play, and then you do these songs with Naughty? Or do you have a separate mandolin band?
No.
I want to know how you're planning this.
Here's how we did it, since we just kind of decided last minute.
All right.
Naughty actually also has an acoustic setup called Naughty Light.
Right.
So that consists of Shane, and then we have Billy Jones. And so I have Shane and Billy.
Okay.
So us is Naughty Light, and I go, you know what? Let's bring Kenny Kinsey into it.
Okay.
Because he would be the easiest to transition, and he already knows the blues end.
Right.
To transition into us doing a full show.
So have you rehearsed with Kenny?
Yes, we have.
And he's got it down, huh?
Oh, he's so structured.
Okay.
And he writes his notes, and he writes everything down that he needs to write down. He's a very structured individual. And I respect the man 100% wholeheartedly.
He's been around a long time. For the listeners that may not realize that we've had Kenny on the show with his brothers, the Kenzie Report, longtime recording artist for Charisma Records, Alligator Records. In addition to the Kenzie Report, Kenny's got his own Funky Mojo Daddies. You got to love him just for the title of that.
I know, right?
Funky Mojo Daddies. Where do you get that at? And so now he's going to be sitting in with Mandolin on this party. Do you see more shows coming up now that the CD's released as a opposed to just Naughty, to doing the Naughty Light / Mandolin show?
We're actually hoping so. We're hoping to have...
Kenny's a busy guy. You can keep him working
hard.
I know.
And he's willing to work. He's definitely... You got anything for me? He's definitely... I could see him being that type of person. Leroy from Leroy's Hot Stuff already wants to do something as Mandolin.
Okay.
And I go, as long as it's not too close to a Naughty show, absolutely. Because
right.
I just... That's marketing on my end, too, because you don't want people to be like, well, I just saw Naughty last week. I don't want to go see her again.
Right.
So you need to keep them separate. You got to – it's to me, it's just the smart thing to do. It's all that supply and demand stuff.
On that thought line, and Shane, feel free to jump in on this, Naughty is hugely popular. Now you've not only got Naughty, you got Naughty Light, so you're playing twice as much. There's two bands in this area that play – constantly. You could swing a dead cat and hit a date with Naughty or Craw Puppies. You two bands are playing all the time. How do you keep it fresh? How do you keep people coming? Because, you know, you're playing in a geographical limited area, especially during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you keep it so interesting that you guys continue to have this success? Chad, who's also on the bill, maybe we should have asked him too. Chad from the Craw Puppies will be opening tomorrow at Bulldog acoustically about 4:00. But how do you guys keep it interesting? How do you keep the people coming? What's the magic that makes your band work and others maybe not so well?
We have a song list of about 160, 170 songs probably.
Okay.
I mean, that's
and
just on the poster board, but that's not even including what we all know individually
standard
in our head.
Stuff, yeah.
Like, no.
So we try. Jeff will text the band the week of the show, and hey, let's pull out these ones from the archives, you know. So that makes it fun, and then we always try to bring in some of the old ones.
I have a rule with the band.
Okay.
I think I tell them that they are seasoned enough musicians that we should be able to practice once a month, and in that one practice, learn 5 new songs a month.
Wow. She's tough. That's a lot to learn.
That's why she's successful.
All right. Now, that's a lot of words to remember. And I know in today's technology, we see a lot of people with their little, whatever they call those things, tablets.
The tablets. I do carry mine when it's new songs just until I know that I have the words, and then the tablet goes away until we learn the next new 5. And then it's like, all right. But so you see me, I'll pull it if I need it and then take it back.
I didn't see when we had the Naughty Light show, I didn't see you really referring to a tablet. You were up there just playing the audience.
Yeah, it was more like sometimes it's nice to have it.
As a backup in case you have one of those.
Well, not even.
No,
well,
the song
we
choices.
Ask for, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I also have the whole set list on the tablet too. So I can like hit a song and it blows it up and I can just twist the tablet towards Shane and he knows what the next song is and he can tell Billy.
So you don't have to call it out.
Yeah. So it's,
so it looks like you're a little more organized than you might be.
Yeah.
I like
so
that.
a lot of people really don't do that. Or we also have signals on stage too when it comes to the next song.
But I appreciate the fact that you have the tablet as a backup, but the fact you don't use it a lot impresses me because so many bands, and it takes away from the show, I think. I myself can't remember anything. So when I was singing before, I think I know 3 songs by heart. The rest of them, I'd have to have a cheat sheet. You see a lot of singers up there, and they're constantly looking at their screen and not connecting with the audience. You connect with your audience. I mean, you really connect with them. And I think that's part of the magic. I wanted to see if you guys picked up on that. Obviously, you probably do. But when I watch Naughty or Naughty Light, there is a chemistry between you and your audience. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that you're not looking at that stuff. You're really playing to that person.
Oh, yeah.
That one person there, and of course, then the next person, all feel it's them. So that's kind of a gift. Now, you come from a musical family.
Yes.
So was that weaned into you as a child? Is that part of the DNA?
You could say that. I mean, Shane's probably laughing at me. I like attention.
A little bit?
Honestly, I really just like the attention mainly when I'm on stage. I think when you're on stage, you have to have a bit of a cocky presence.
Right.
But when you get off a stage, you should be
humble.
Very humble, and you always want to be at the same level as the people who come and support you.
Okay.
You should never, ever act as if you're above them. So, Shane's real good at, like, a lot of people love to come and watch Shane play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes you feel a little uncomfortable when they're, like, right up in there, like, sometimes they're like right up in his face, just like watching him, and he's like,
<you're> like "Don't stare at me!"
Staring at me.
Wow.
But it's nice when you can actually play back and forth with the people.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them feel like, yeah, okay, this is a fun band. They're not stuck up. I tell everybody, come and say hi. Everybody is approachable.
Shane, how long have you been playing? You've been with Mandolin now 10 years.
Yeah, I've been playing since I was 11. So. 37 years I've been playing.
Always acoustic, electric? Was that your first choice, guitar?
I started playing electric. My grandpa. My grandpa taught me how to play. Played all the big jazz, western swing.
So you get
stuff.
The DNA in there, too?
Oh, yeah. And my uncle, yeah. Yeah, it was. I've been playing out since I was 13 years old. Started with a gospel band and went from
Excellent.
There.
Excellent. Well, that probably adds a little bit of the soulfulness to your playing as well that fits with her.
I'd imagine, yeah.
So, are you both native Hoosiers from this area, or did you...
Born and raised.
Yeah, born, Munster.
Okay. And you're from?
Michigan City, in LaPorte area.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of your guitar, you have it on. Again, Naughty, the full band, will be playing tomorrow. It's the final performance at Bulldog Park. It's the big Oktoberfest. Starts about 3 o'clock. The entertainment will be starting around 4 with Chad Clifford. We also have Keith Jackson and Triple Dose on the bill. Funking it up, and then Naughty, it's spin the wheel, because they do everything from rock to dance to R&B to blues, you name it, they do it. And you want to do something right now?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's do something that'll kind of tease the Oktoberfest show. And again, that's at Bulldog Park in downtown Crowntown. And I'll be there to host it, so we hope to see you there. And this might be one of the songs you hear. Mandolin and Shane, naughty,
thank
naughty
you.
Light-ish. what a voice.
Thank you.
Are you trained or is that just natural? Or is it a little of both?
A little bit of both. I've been singing since I was three and then never paid for training. It was just when we got into high school, I was in the upper choir and we had a great teacher, and she was, one day was music theory, one day was learning how to read music, one day was, you know, the history of music, mm-hmm. and then she was on us.
Now, was that at Munster High School?
No, I was just born in Munster.
Okay.
I ended up going to Wheeler.
Okay.
So, like, Mrs. Hardesty, she was the bomb. She was on us. Anybody
wow.
that was in her class, she didn't play games.
Now, see, that's the thing that one of the things I always try to bring out, even with our national artists, when we get all these superstars and stuff on here, I say, how important was the public school system or your education as a young person? And probably about 80% of them thank their school music teacher. Shane, were you involved in school music as well? Was that a part of building who you are today?
Not really. I went to a Christian school.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have a lot of music there.
I played music at the church.
I was going to say.
We had our band thing. We had our meetings and, yeah, that kind of thing. But no formal, I can barely read music. I'm mostly an ear player.
Okay.
But
a lot of the greats are that way.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, you were singing harmony there. What about you as a vocalist? Is that something you're comfortable
with? Not very comfortable with it. I just do it because I have to.
It sounded good here.
He's a liar.
So 160-some songs, and that's just what's on the board. And you know other songs. So tomorrow...
Yeah.
Do you play the crowd? You look at your audience and say, okay, they're going to be more R&B, they're going to be more rock. I mean, how do you decide what to play?
That's exactly what we do. We play the crowd. Like, to bring it back to Leroy's, mention him again, like, mm-hmm. we know it's more of a, you can't even really say like biker bar anymore because...
No, it's non-smoking. How can it be a biker bar?
Nah, how can it be
it's
a
music venue now with great tacos.
Yeah, I love their tacos. Oh, I love their tacos. But anyways, like, we know that when we go there, we're going to get more of a biker group that comes out
right.
that way. So we know.
A little harder rock.
Yeah, more harder rock.
And blues.
We can play that. Oh, you can always get away with blues there. They love blues at Leroy's. Mm-hmm. And then we know if we go to Marco's, we're going to be playing that upbeat dance stuff. Or if we go to the casino... We know right off the bat, we don't even touch our rock stuff until
it's
like,
all dance.
Yeah,
middle
it's
of
all
second
dance.
Set, might start doing it. But
yeah, usually once you see people are feeling themselves, they've had enough drinks, then you can kind of throw a rock song in there or two, and they're like, yeah. But for the most part, you know whatever venue you're at, you know what you're supposed to play when you go in.
Now, you guys do a lot of male vocal songs that you take in and do the female parts on, the female lead on. How hard is it to transposition like a hit song that was done by a male and everybody knows that version, and then you come out and do a female version?
I usually take care of that part because I know her voice, I know her register, so I'll tell the guys, all right, that song... The original's in C, but we're going to have to bring it up to an F because it's usually pop.
Because it pulls well. I mean, it does well. I've seen a lot of female singers try to do that, and vice versa. Guys do female parts, and it doesn't quite work.
No.
You guys seem to make that work.
Yeah, it's he makes it very easy. And it's funny because sometimes Jeff, our bass player, he'll be like, do you need that higher? I'm like, well, I can sing it, but yeah, it'll sound better if I sing it in a different key.
Okay.
So ask Shane. He'll tell you.
All right.
I'll tell you what key.
Your voice is so, it does go high. It's very pristine. Do you know how many octave range you've got? You're kind of in a unique area of your own.
Yeah, I've never.
Four, Tom. It's over four.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never sat there and actually like played on a piano and be like, oh, can I hit how low I can go?
Certain vocalists, Mariah Carey being one, where you know you're multiple octaves, and you can go way high, you can go down, you do the blues, you do the high-end stuff, the pretty music. Is there a range you're more comfortable in, or is everything fair game for you?
I think everything's fair game. I mean, it's not necessarily whether I'm comfortable with it. It's if I like the song, I'm going to try and sing it, and if it sounds good, let's do it. If I could feel it, we're going to do it.
Let's talk about one of the originals here. We're going to play the title track. It's credited to you, Mandolin. Shane, obviously you had some part in helping with the arrangement on this?
I did not.
You
did
not?
This was her puppy. This was actually Mandy's thing. And,
so you did it all.
This one was a completely separate entity. When Sam came to me as the executive producer, and we went, and Tony Coleman sat there and went, and we all produced, and we went to Nashville to record, we had different musicians. Because down there, it's so different. You have to have studio musicians down there.
Is that kind of a requirement?
It's pretty much.
I mean, I know it's standard, but I didn't know if it's a lot of the studios said, well, we like your band, but you know, we're going to use our guys.
Yeah, well, I think it's just like the way it is down there.
Okay.
And so we had, these guys have never heard this song before, and I finished writing it the day that we went in. Like, it was all in my head, but I just never wrote it down on paper.
Okay.
So I wrote it
down.
So
did you, like, hum it to them?
I sang it to them.
Okay.
And then
and they just picked up and did their parts?
They put it together.
Wow.
And it was just that easy, and I'm like, it's perfect. Like, you guys knew it. It's so good at what they did.
Coupe DeVille Studio in Nashville, Tennessee. And Tony Coleman, in your notes here, it says he was with B.B. King's band.
Yep, he was the drummer for B.B. King up until the day he passed.
And now he is running the studio?
No, he's...
You just brought him in?
Yeah, he's... Long story short, Samantha Shakaroff, her aunt was big in the blues scene.
Okay.
Her aunt knew Tony through that. This is how Samantha knew Tony. They're basically family. So after BB had passed, Tony said he is now in his 60s. I want to produce. And so I'm his first person he produced.
Project.
I became the project. So, and of course, Tony, he's not done with his drumming. He's got a Tony Coleman project going on that he's still drumming with. So,
well, yeah. Tell me about the writing of the song, and then we're going to play it. Wrecked. Is there a story behind this? Is there something that inspired this song?
Oh, yeah. It's a song about my husband. It's okay. It's not necessarily, that's about how we met. I can't even really say that. I was not looking for anything in general.
Okay.
I was happy where I was.
And fate stepped in and...
And
gave us a song. All right.
Trust me, I did not. I was like, go away. But he was very persistent. So that's kind of like what it's about.
All right, I'm curious to hear it now. This is the title track. It opens the EP up. We'll talk about the big CD release, EP release party after this. But check it out, Homegrown. This is Mandolin, title track, Wrecked. You can buy it next week. My fears in the wind. Getting Wrecked on Midwest Beat, Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Debuting music from the new Wrecked album. Mandolin is the artist, homegrown here in Indiana. That's an original tune. And we're going to tell you about where you can pick this up and where you can see this album performed or this EP performed live in just a minute. But I've got to say, wow.
Thank you.
Was really good. Your voice is so powerful. And so many of the great female blues singers, Coco Taylor, Etta James, Big Mama Thornton, Janis Joplin even, have that grit and spit in their sound. You have a pure sound, but yet you can tell there's blues in your soul. You're a different kind of singer with this. I mean, this is, it's not Torch, but it's got elements of Torch. Who inspired you as a singer? Where did you get this style?
My dad said I've always had it.
Okay.
He's always said, like, from a young age, he's like, he goes, you need to go get with some people and either do gospel or R&B. He goes, you have to go get with the right people.
Yeah.
And he's like, gospel, R&B, blues. He's like, you've always had that sultry, low tone that you can do. He's like, yeah, you can hit the highs, but he said, I've always had it, is what he...
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know necessarily where I got it. When it comes to inspiration, it's always if I've heard a female singer or if I heard something I liked, I tried to emulate it.
Okay.
I'm like, I could do that. So I would basically practice on my own until I did it. And wow. Then I'm like, that's cool. I did it. Next.
How many takes did that take? You mentioned about being with these great studio guys and that it came together naturally. You know, you finished that song, in case anyone just joined us, she finished that song literally in the recording studio before they recorded it. How many takes did it take?
Well, we went in one day for them to do the music. So okay. One day of them to do the music. I went in the next day and we did 2 takes on me singing it. And then they just took, you know, they did their editing. They took mm-hmm. the best of both parts. And the only part that I really wanted to, like, fix was the end part. So they were fine with that. So okay. I just re-sang the ending
okay.
on the vamping. And then, so I would say 2 takes on me vocally. But with them, it's for them for hearing it for the first time and coming together. It only took them maybe 4.
Okay.
4 or 5 takes, I would say, for them. And I thought that's pretty awesome. They just wrote it down. They did their little, what do you call it, your charting?
Oh, yeah,
your charts. Right, Shane, charting. Their little number charts.
Wow. Now, you've had probably 18 years fronting a cover band. Maybe more, maybe less.
Let's see, 16.
16?
Yeah, it's 20.
So, being in a studio is a complete different animal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your first real album. So, what was it like to go from being that front woman on stage and controlling everything to being in a studio where everything is in a controlled environment and you're taking direction from somebody who you just met?
Oh, it's easy.
Okay.
Well, the studio helped because they had snacks. I'm not going to lie. Like, while the guys...
Made her feel right at home.
Exactly. While the musicians were doing their thing, mm-hmm. the studio, he had, like, here's a Chase lounge over here, here's a couch over here, here's a microwave, a Keurig and some snacks.
Okay.
And then he had a nice setup. He even had like a room that had 2 bunk beds and mm-hmm. a full bathroom just in case somebody stayed overnight for studio work.
Wow.
So I'm like, can I just stay the night? Because it was just nice in there. So, and a lot of people don't realize when you go to studios, it's out of their house. Like you go into a regular neighborhood and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, little 2-3 bedroom ranch homes. And then you walk into the backyard and you see this big extension and you're like, oh, okay, well, that's the studio. Or right. you walk into the house and you go into the basement and it's a completely different world. And there are these amazingly immaculate, beautiful studios that are down there.
Hmm.
And you just would never know just by seeing on the, you know, looking on the outside.
So it's not like the old days, you go to Nashville, you go to Studio A where, you know, right. all the Dolly and the Waylon and stuff was done. This is a professional home studio. Coupe DeVille in Nashville, Tennessee. But as a singer, to sit in the room by yourself with your headphones on, listening to the tracks and singing, and not being able to look over and see Shane or a musician with you, was that how did you get your head into that?
There really is no way to get your head into that. I let them do their thing, and I sing along with them.
Okay.
I'm basically
so
the
it was
click
comfortable.
Track. Yeah, I'm the click track, basically, okay. So they know where to go. And So they do their thing. It was comfortable. It was.
I've been in the studio with artists that I've worked with, and they're great on stage. You get in the studio, and it's like a foreign land. You're like, oh, my God, you know, where's the band? Where's this? Where's that? Click tracks help, of course, but you're one of the first that said it was just – it was there. We did it. Couple of takes. I got this great project.
Yeah, I never really looked at it as being a weird environment. You just go into studio, you do what you're supposed to do.
And... wow. Let's talk about the party.
Yes.
Next week, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about it.
All right. We were originally going to do it at a location in Gary, but unfortunately the city shut that down. Their reasoning, whatever. So my dad's like, hey, let's still do it. I have 5 acres. Let's go in my backyard and do it.
So you're going to set up a stage and just have it in the backyard?
No, we're not setting up a stage. Okay. My dad already has a stage built on the back of his house. he has a thing called Benson Fest every year for his big old birthday bash where a bunch of bands come anyway. So he has a stage built off the back of his party room. So we're just going to set up on stage. We've been checking out the weather right now. Weather says it's going to be cloudy and 69 degrees.
So
we're going
to have to really heat it up there.
Yeah, like we're going to do that. I tell everybody, I go, bring your blankets and your snuggle buddies. My dad has a bunch of chairs, but I'm telling people bring your chairs anyways. It's
kind of like a park party.
Yeah, it's bring your own beer.
Okay.
And my dad, he's always been like the more the merrier. As long as you can handle yourself properly, you're more than welcome to come. Because my dad isn't afraid. Like if you get out of hand, you're out. He don't care. He don't care. I mean, that's his property. But anyways, I have Shane, Billing, and Kenny backing me.
Okay.
We're all going to have a good time. We'll be up on the stage.
One set, two sets, multiple sets?
It's a three-hour show.
Okay.
3:30, 6:30.
A lot of jamming on those songs then to stretch those out.
Yeah. No, we won't stretch that one out that long. But, yeah, we'll let them jam, of course. Got to let them have their fun, too. And we'll have one small break in between. And we're just there to have fun. I just want people to have fun. And I want to get it out there. Mm-hmm. That's my main thing.
This is a ticketed event.
Yes, it is a ticketed event.
So there is a limited amount of people allowed, I'm thinking. No, yes.
As of right now, we are, according to the governor, we're stage 5.
Right.
So we're just going to see how many people want to come. And we're doing $20 a ticket.
Okay. How do they get them?
They can go on the, make sure you put the www, because for some reason it won't come up any other way, but it's mandolinmusic.com. Again, make sure you put the www, and there is a link there to where you can purchase the tickets, or if you personally know me or Samantha Shakaroff, you can come to us and we'll throw you on the list.
And that does work. I just pulled it up. There's pictures of you, a little bio on you, and there's a ticket link at the top. How many do you want? Tell her. She'll send them.
Yeah, absolutely. She'll send them to you.
All right. Good stuff. So what's the show times on this?
We're going to do the 3:30 to 6:30 because we just want to be done before it gets
too dark and
get cold. But we are going to have fire pits. We're going to have a couple little personal fire pits. So people can gather around while listening to the music.
Okay.
I thought that'd just be a nice little touch.
Yeah.
And my uncle right now is cutting down 6 big trees in the back for extra firewood.
I was going to say, to make room or to get wood?
No, he's like, how much wood do you need? I was like, well, how much wood you got? He goes, well, I'm getting ready to cut about 10 trees down. I got 5 this day, and he just said, I'm going back there to cut 6 today.
Let them dry out a couple days, it'll be good to go.
Absolutely.
All right, so that is next Saturday? No, next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
And this Saturday, tomorrow, you can catch the full Naughty Band at Bulldog Park. And again, that's right outside of the square there, right behind the square, downtown Crowntown. You can't miss it. Multi-million-dollar, beautiful facility. And it is the final show of the summer concert series. Naughty headlining, featuring, of course, mandolin. We've got Chad Clifford of the Craw Puppies opening up with his acoustic show. Keith Jackson, who's been on the show here before, he is a first cousin to the Jackson family, Michael, Janet, and the rest of them. And, in fact, he plays with Janet on some of her live shows as her bass player. His band Triple Dose will be there. They'll be funking it up and getting the stage set for some dancing. And Naughty, of course, will continue that and maybe throw in a little bit of other stuff, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's play another song. Let's take advantage of Shane over there with his guitar, and let's do something. What do you want to do?
Tom, I got to forewarn you. You might want to back her off
I'll
on that vocal.
I'll back
this
off.
One a little bit, because you're going to hear it across the street.
Yeah, uh-oh. We're going to do this one actually off of the Naughty Light list.
Okay, here we go. Naughty Light live in the studio. We got Shane and Madeline. You are listening to Midwest Beat, 89.1 FM. Shot that one on Facebook. Thanks for everyone who joined in. And again, you can hear Naughty Full Band performing tomorrow, Bulldog Park, along with Triple Dose and Chad Clifford. And that show starts around 4 p.m. Actually, the event starts at 3, but the live music around 4 p.m. goes till around 10:30. And we'll play it by ear. We'll look forward to you. Bring blankets and chairs, and there's going to be a full bar out there, and there's going to be food available. And, of course, a different contest. It is Oktoberfest. The mayor's got some things planned. And it is the final show at Bulldog. If you've not been there, check out that beautiful facility. It is truly a gem to have here in Northwest Indiana. Have either of you played there before?
No.
First time.
This is a beautiful facility. Jerry Stick will be doing sound with Sound Patrol. And we're just going to have a great time. I'll be emceeing the thing. And again, you can join us there tomorrow. It's free. All ages, we do require you, if you're going to order beer or you're going to order food or any of that kind of stuff, you're going to get really close and personal, you must bring your mask and wear it. Keep everybody safe. We want to make sure we stay in phase five, right?
Absolutely.
We got to keep these musicians working.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, so we're going to get to another song from this album in just a second, the Mandolin EP. But coming out of, well, I shouldn't even say we're coming out of COVID, but now that we are at phase five, what was it like for you guys who are used to playing multiple shows a week, whether it's light or with a full band, to be sitting at home? I mean, how did you occupy your time?
I did stuff around the house.
Okay.
I got fat.
Me too. Me too.
There were snacks there, right?
Snacks.
That's so funny.
Now, I did see you do the bathroom thing with Jimmy Hilligans. That was
fun. Yeah, he's such a cool guy.
He has his bathroom sessions. Is that what it's called or something?
Yeah, the bathroom
you go
jams.
In his bathroom in his house and you sing. And of course, the bathroom's a great place to sing. You got all the echo.
Very, it is. It, and he's got like a good sized bathroom. Like, hey, I should do this in my bathroom. I got a big bathroom in my house too.
There
I'm
you
like
go.
Looking around.
Interesting stuff. But hopefully we're. Hello. That's Mandolin.
Hey.
Why are you singing on my phone? Oh, I forgot to share it. There you go. Well, that was Facebook Live coming back live at you.
I'm all like, right, guess so.
Ghosts in here. So once this is out now next week, what is the game plan? Are you? I mean, hopefully we're going to stay on Phase 5 and you're going to be able to perform more. And do you looking to how are you going to market this, like to radio and things like that? It's original. It's a different game plan.
She actually has marketed to radios.
Okay.
And it is.
Have you gotten feedback from any?
Yeah, it's actually hit number 26 internationally in the blues.
Excellent.
So I'm like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. But as of right now, it's not because of COVID. We couldn't do much with going out and playing. And that's really how any of us musicians make our money is going out. And playing, yeah, we can put videos all day, every day,
right?
If we want, but
and hope someone sends a dollar to the virtual tip jar.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
But when it really comes down to it, finding a venue and you know people coming to pay to see you at that venue—that's how you're going to make your money. And so, after this, right now we're going to be focused on finding. Right now, we're going to be focused on finding musicians that are specifically for. The Mandolin Project, so that way we know that they are directly for this and this alone. That way I'm not stepping on Naughty's toes.
Right.
And because Shane also plays in another band called The Aftermath.
Okay.
I don't want to step on his toes or take away from that, and I don't want to step on anybody else's toes.
So will the Mandolin band be a four-piece as you're visioning it now, or will it be a five-piece?
Because
you got keys
on here. I think she would like to start it off as... She's thinking, like, because, you know, you start off new, you're bottom of the barrel, so you're going to start off coming in less. I think she would like to start off as a four-piece,
okay.
And then as it gets bigger, then we'll bring in the keys.
Okay, or do keys that can play bass.
Ah.
Oh, but then you got Kenny, if Kenny can but he's busy, too.
He's such a busy man, too. And again, I don't, as long as everybody's cool with it, I never want to step on toes, and that's my biggest thing as a musician, because if anybody came at me and tried to take Shane away from me, we're fighting.
It's like a mama bear.
Yeah, we're fighting. Like, and he knows that, too. I was like, I will fight you.
So like, how did you guys meet?
It's a weird story. I was playing with a band called Hoosier Highway.
I remember them. Okay.
Yeah. And the lead singer, he had a pacemaker, and his pacemaker went off. So I guess he was having a heart attack on stage one night. In Route 10 in North Judson. And that was it. The doctor said he couldn't play anymore. Well, come to find out a few months later, they got back. You know, he said, screw it, he's still going to go with him. But in the meantime, Scott Neal, the former bass player from Naughty, called me. I don't even know how you got my number. Do you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember who gave him your number.
Scott called me, and I didn't know Mandy from anybody. You know, I've seen her perform a couple times at a couple of bait shows, but I didn't know her. So I'm like, well, yeah, Hoosier Highway, just we're done. So, yeah, I'll check it out. And so I auditioned and got the job, and
you've been there since.
History, yeah.
Wow. So did you know right away that he was the right guy? Because you went through a lot of different band members over the 15, 16 years.
Not a lot.
No?
I mean, no, not a huge amount.
Okay.
No. He came in, you know, as Jim was leaving, and he was actually just going to fill in until we found a replacement for Jim. But then after a couple shows, he was like, he calls me up. He goes, what are your plans with Naughty? Are you leaving?
Oh, that's right. I did say that.
Yeah. I'm like, no. I go, I'm not leaving. I go, like, Naughty's my band. I'm not leaving.
Right.
So then he's like, well, then I'm staying. I was like, all right. Well, then cool. You're staying.
Wow.
And he's been there ever since. So that's it. We liked him from the beginning, but we had that mentality that he was there temporarily until that conversation happened. And then we had a second Then we had a second guitar player at one point, and then he stepped down because he had a job, and then that's when we had the keys come in.
Okay.
And then when our former bass player decided that it was time for him to be dad, because his daughter got to the age where she was doing sports and she was doing more school activities.
Right, that takes time.
Yeah, it's time for him to step down. Like, we totally left good terms. He still managed the band for a year afterwards. And then he stepped away, and I took over management, and we got Whitey. And okay. they played together in The Current before. Shane and Whitey did. So
that's where I knew you from, The Current.
Yes.
You guys were on a long time.
We were a 12-year run. It was a good
yeah.
run.
Yeah. Yeah, you played a lot of shows I was involved with mm-hmm. over the years. Well, let's play another song. Again, we are promoting both of her events. We've got the Bulldog Park with the full Naughty Band tomorrow. And again, that starts about 4 p.m. with Chad Clifford. Naughty is the closing act, probably around 8 o'clock-ish, I think. Is mm-hmm. that what we're looking
yeah.
at? Right around, we'll get there early. We got some great bands. Keith Jackson, Triple Dose, Chad Clifford, Naughty. Spend the day with us. And again, it's free, all ages. Bring your blankets and your chairs and all that good stuff. Again, no outside beverages, I'm told, and no outside food because they are having cash bar and cash food available and lots of contests for kids and adults, as I understand. So be sure to be there. And again, that's Saturday, Bulldog Park, tomorrow. Then the following week on Sunday, that's the tomorrow's. Anyway, it's a week from the next day. Over at Dan's house.
What is today?
What is the date? I don't even know anymore. This whole COVID mentality without calendars. It's like every day is the same. But you can go on her website again, www.mandolinmusic.com. You got to put the three W's in for this one. And you can get your tickets there. You can find out more about the album. Are there links there as far as to listen to it? Do you know?
I believe I don't know if she put the links on there, but I do know if you go onto YouTube and you put Mandolin Wrecked, it'll bring you right up to the
yeah,
four songs.
Yeah, it looks like there's some kind of links here.
Yeah, I'm sure she put them on there on the bottom. She has a great guy working with her for the website, so if she has any questions, he puts everything together for her.
I like that you're going with like mandolin as far as you know, just mandolin.
Yeah,
it kind of says it all. It's like Madonna.
Yeah, that's funny you say that because my mom was always like that. She's like, I could see it now, mandolin, just like Madonna.
I'm like, all right. Mom's got to be a big supporter. Again, I who have nothing, we opened the show with made Mom cry. So
yeah,
let's play Baby on the Run. We've got a few minutes left. Is there a quick story behind this one?
Baby on the Run, it was just kind of my version of I country blues, swampy. I wanted it swampy and gritty sounding. And I'm just like, I like country because it always tells a story, so I wanted to tell a story.
And this one has some banjo in it.
Oh, yeah. We threw some mandolin banjo in there, and yeah, we had fun with this one.
All right, we'll be back to say goodbye to Mandolin and Shane in just a minute. This is new original music, Baby on the Run, Mandolin the album. I'm sorry, Wreck the album, Mandolin the artist.
You on your knees, begging for your life in a bloody sea. When God sang it, I believe he said it best. The thunder gonna roll in the deep midwest. She finally realized, looked into his eyes, cocked the trigger back, blew him away that night. And now she's on the run. Had the
Baby on the Run, another original song off the Mandolin EP that comes out next week. And again, get all the details on the release party. Everybody's welcome, all ages. It's outdoor. You can socially distance if you're so inclined. We are in phase five. By all means, bring your masks and behave. And you can get all the details at mandolinmusic.com. Triple W before that. Make sure that you put the triple W in for this one because Facebook and the internet and all those things sometimes are finicky. And this is the case. Mandolin is from Northwest Indiana, one of our own. And I see big things if this is a sample of what your originals are going to do. You've got a great future. I mean, you've had a great future. You've had a great current time with Naughty, but I think your original stuff is going to do something.
I hope so.
I like it. I love it. Don't forget us.
Oh, no. I'm staying in Indiana. Are you kidding me?
All right. Any other dates you want to mention? Any Naughty dates coming up besides tomorrow's?
Oh, we got a lot of them. If you're interested in seeing where the band is, please go on the Facebook page if you got it.
Is it just Naughty on Facebook?
Yep, it's just Naughty, N-A-W-T-Y. You can put in N-A-W-T-Y band. It'll bring it up.
Are the light dates on there, too?
Yeah, the light dates will be on there, too. I share them on both that and my own personal page. And
okay. Now, light is actually kind of a newer version. So you just started doing the light shows, didn't you? About a year ago?
No, a few years ago.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it started off as me and Shane, and then we're like, hey, let's add Billy, because Billy can sing, so we can have that duets, the three-part right. harmony if need be. And
full sound for being an acoustic set. Yeah. I mean, it's really nice. Yeah. Any shout-outs, thank yous, anything before we say goodbye?
I'd like to thank my mom. No, always thank you to those who support us. Without you guys, we are nothing.
All right. Shane, any thanks to anybody?
If you guys haven't seen Mandolin, you guys need to come out and see her. What you heard today is just a snippet of what she can do. She raises the hair on my arms every night we play, so it's a treat.
All right. Naughty at Facebook. That's N-A-W-T-Y. And again, mandolinmusic.com. Add the triple W's in the beginning. She'll see you tomorrow, and Shane will see you tomorrow at Bulldog Park. Again, 4 to 10 o'clock, 10:30. They'll go on somewhere around the 8 o'clock mark, but come early, catch Triple Dose, Chad Clifford. I'll be there. The mayor will be there. Everybody will be there. So if you're not there, you're the only one that's not coming. That's Bulldog Park, downtown Crowntown, and then a week from Sunday, go on the website and find out the details about the CD release party. The CD is Wrecked.